impacting families, and it's humans. It's impacting humans. We're watching America collapse, and nobody cares. The administration does not care. Yeah. They just are feeding the beast. They're like, oh, no, don't prosecute criminals. That doesn't seem like a good idea. Let them free. We need to feel bad for them.
Yeah, and then you see, the Jim Acostas of the world.
You're insane.
Imagine migrants from all over the world, because obviously this is happening from all over the world. Imagine the messaging that they get from Biden, which is basically, oh, you're seeking asylum? Come on in. We're saying don't come, but, we're obviously letting everybody come in and stay. Imagine hearing that as somebody from Senegal who's like, ooh, yeah, I'm going to come while I can. And then hearing somebody like DeSantis say, if this happens under my watch, lethal force will be used at the border. Right. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, just the messaging alone would deter a huge number of these people.
Yeah.
And the Biden administration does not get it.
Well, you saw that everybody has seen now the video from years ago when he and Mayorkas were sitting there saying, this is what we want. We want this. We want you to come in and flow across our border. Of course they love Biden and Harris. They love them, because they're like, oh, yay, they're going to give me free crap. Free crap, everybody. We love Biden, because he is a better life for me, because I can come from my crap hole country and come in here and get a handout. That's what I'm going to get. We have got to close the spigot. We've got to close it.
And I don't know what else has to, how else you can make this message sink in to business owners who are actually being impacted by this. I watched this video. This is in L.A. There was a construction company that was attacked by, 15-plus young guys who stole a car, crashed through their fence, stole a whole bunch of stuff from this company. And at the end of this clip, when you hear what this guy says, you are going to lose your mind. Just watch.
Caught on camera at a local construction company in LA's LaSalle Park, several thieves are involved. And tonight that owner tells us he's frustrated.
This whole strip has been broken to. Our neighbors have broken to four times. These guys just got broken to 2 months ago. What are we supposed to do? We're a small construction company.
Ryan Bagley, the latest victim on this LaSalle Park street, to get burglarized by several thieves. So many, it's hard to count. As you watch them file into and out of Bagley's business, Delta Construction and Electric. Delta security cameras capturing the destructive mayhem about 5 a.m. Wednesday morning. The getaway car, this blue Kia Soul, Bagley says, was stolen from LAPD's impound yard.
The cops just knew that it was from LAPD impound because of the chalk mark on the window.
That Kia Soul taking out a gate so the hooded suspects could make entry.
You are currently being recorded.
Inside, they took whatever they could carry, including music equipment Bagley and his brother, former band members, stored inside. You can hear the alarm and spotted guitar. Business now boarded up, and Bagley is fed up with the break-ins and elected officials.
I voted for Karen Bass. I voted for Biden. I voted for Gavin Newsom. I'm sick of it. It's like at some point you have to give me a reason to vote for you again. Or just do our jobs, make a living, help our employees make a good living, and move on. But it's really freaking difficult to survive.
I cannot feel sorry for
this.
I can't feel sorry for this guy. I just can't.
I know. You get the government that you vote for, dude. Why did you vote for these asshats? Why? Why do you vote for them?
What does that expect?
I'm serious.
That's the thing.
My God, what is it going to take?
I guess it takes that. But why is he asking that question on national? Why is he asking it? On television, he actually is saying out loud, I voted for you. What are you going to do for me? Dude, get a grip. You're a grown adult. How do you not know right now that these are not the policies that are going to work for you? This is what happens when you vote for Democrats. I can't help people like this, Ma. I can't.
I know. I could not believe it because I was feeling bad the whole time I was watching it. And then I get to that part and I'm like, oh, my God.
I can't. You're an idiot.
Moron.
I mean, that guy's got to be over 40.
For sure.
How do you not know?
And it wasn't that he said at the end, I will never vote Democrat again.
Yeah.
He said,
you need to give me a reason to
vote
for you.
You gotta convince me. What are you gonna say, Gavin? You gonna come rub my back with some oil? What are you gonna do? Gavin, come say some nice things to me and maybe I'll vote for you again. I can't feel sorry for this guy. I can't.
I know.
What a shame.
I know. This is unreal,
right? I can't. This is the thing. You deserve it. You get the government you deserve.
LA is bad. We know this. New York City also rotten to the core when it comes to how they deal with crime. And so what is their newest and brightest idea, New York City, you might ask? I'll show you.
And so it begins. New York City will be the first city in America to charge Americans just to go to work in the morning.
Very first state in the nation, the very first city in America to have a congestion pricing plan.
Americans will have to pay around $23 per day.
Passenger vehicles would be charged $15 to enter the congestion zone, trucks between $24 and $36 depending on size, and motorcycles $7.50. Those tolls would be charged once per day and would be in effect between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. on weekdays and 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on weekends.
$23 a day. Is it right? $23 a day to go to work? Yes, you're going to be charged $23 a day to go to work. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then
any business in New York City?
Why? I don't understand it. And then when you go there and you get there, then you get to take a nice breath and smell urine. Like... Sounds lovely, doesn't it? I mean, everybody wants to live in New York, right?
This is the dumbest idea I've heard yet, but leave it to Kathy Hochul. We were just going to remind everybody about Cope Defense. Mm-hmm. This is the preventative power.